course, this catechism reminds us or speaks to us of the Lord's Day and how thankful we can be as God's people that God set apart a day that we might cease from our daily activities, gather in the name of our Lord and Redeemer, and serve Him, be taught from Him, from His holy word, sing hymns of praise to Him, acknowledging His greatness, and also acknowledging our weakness and His blessings upon us, to publicly confess the Lord before the world. I think it's always good. I remember in Kansas City, where I pastored for a season, we lived in an apartment building. And every morning, Monday through Friday, the cars left the parking lot. On Sunday morning, our car left the parking lot. And I thought, what a testimony to all those here that we leave our homes, gather in our Lord's name, and worship the God, the Creator. As we read both the Heidelberg Catechism, and now as we look at this 38th day, when God requires of us, He says, forsake not the assembling together of yourselves, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What a blessing this day is, and what a blessing this opportunity is.